Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes. Come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 27 in the house, and we have a lot to talk about. There are some things that need to be discussed. We've got, yesterday I talked to you about a change in plan. Today that plan came into play and, some things happened. We're going to talk about that. Then we had, some more stuff I need to probably explain to you. Some of what Kyle's been doing. He's told us before.
I'm just too horny, dude.
And we've got to talk about that. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about it all. So let's get to it here. Day 27 in the Big Brother 24 house. Now, if you can recall, yesterday on day 26, I told you the leftovers, they met up in the HOH room. And Michael had a great, great play. He convinced Monty and Joseph that, hey, if the bestie twist works in a certain way and Taylor has to choose between the three of you, Monty, Joseph, or Terrence, she will have to choose Terrence and you two will be vulnerable again. That convinced them, you know what? We shouldn't take out Nicole. We shouldn't put Taylor in that position because then we might be vulnerable. You might be vulnerable. We don't want that. So we should, in fact, take out Alyssa this week. They pulled up Kyle. They told Kyle, this is the plan. We have to take out Alyssa. You can't use the veto. Kyle was kind of like, Really? I've kind of been saying for the last couple of days to Alyssa that I'm definitely using it on her. We couldn't have come up with this plan earlier. And they were like, yeah, sorry, but you're going to have to do that. And he was like, but really? And they were like, yeah. And so that was the night. And that was the plan, of course, with Monty as the HOH, Alyssa and Indy on the block, Daniel and Kyle with the veto. Now, the reason this is important is that the bestie twist works in a way where both Kyle and Daniel have the ability to use the veto. If just one of them wants to use the veto, then the veto will be used. And that means that if Daniel decides to use it, then it will be used. If Kyle decides to use it, it will be used. They need to convince both Daniel and Kyle to not use the veto in order for it to not be used. So the plan was for Kyle to convince Daniel to not use the veto. Kyle will also not use the veto, and then they will send Alyssa out. Now, of course, this is terrible for Kyle's game, but, you know, this is the spot that he is in. So in the morning here on day 27, Kyle and Monty discuss the plan. They need to get Daniel to not use the veto. Shouldn't be too hard, because using the veto means Nicole goes on the block, and I assume would not want Nicole to go home. So all they need to do theoretically is convince Daniel that Nicole might go home if he uses the veto, and thus he shouldn't use the veto. Now, little do they know, although they scratch that, little does Monty and the rest of the leftovers know that Daniel doesn't want to use the veto anyway. He's already in a spot where he doesn't want to use the veto. He actually was trying to convince Kyle to not use the veto. But Kyle at that point was thinking, I'm allowed to use the veto, so of course I'm using the veto. Now, Kyle probably knows this, that Daniel already doesn't want to use the veto, but he's kind of hands off in this situation at this point, I believe. Kyle says to Monty, like, look, if we're going to do this, we better do it soon, because I'm going to have to break the news to Alyssa that I'm not using the veto on her. And he says, also, I'm not going to tell her she's not the target. Like, I'm not going to tell her, I'm not going to lie to her. I'm basically going to let her know you're out this week. So that's where Kyle stands at this point. If Daniel is convinced to not use the veto, he's going to have to tell Alyssa that he's sending her home. So Monty decides, all right, here we go. Let's do it. He is going to go and approach Daniel and say, hey, we need to talk, because I've been hearing some things and I'm getting a little paranoid about it. I just want to chat with you and Nicole real quick. All right. Just make it happen. Daniel runs to Kyle and Nicole and they talk. He's like, Monty wants to talk to me. I think he's going to try to convince us not to use the veto. And Kyle's like, what? And he's like, yeah. Okay. If he doesn't want us to use the veto, that would mean that he doesn't think he has the numbers to take out Nicole, right? Because remember, Daniel thinks that Monty and Joseph are working together with a 6-person alliance. That does not include Kyle, but does include the rest of the leftovers, and that nominating Taylor and Nicole would be to target Nicole. And that's why he doesn't want to use the veto, because he thinks that Monty is going to try to take Nicole out the same way that they took out Amira. So when Monty's implying that he might not want to use the veto, Daniel thinks he must not have the numbers to get Nicole out. And Nicole thinks the same thing. She thinks he doesn't have the numbers to take me out. Oh my God. And Kyle's like, oh yeah, I don't know, man. What? It's like, I don't know. Maybe we're just overthinking this, but let's just, we'll talk to Monty and we'll see what he has to say. We'll hear him out. We'll figure this out. I was like, oh, all right, man. So they go upstairs. They talk to Monty, Daniel and Nicole. Monty gives them his pitch. And it is a hilarious pitch to watch, knowing what Daniel and Nicole already know about Monty and his game and what they suspect. Because Monty is approaching this from a situation where he's still trying to walk the line in a spot where he's pretending to be regular old Monty, not working with a 6-7 person alliance, which they already believe to be false. So everything he is saying is perfectly lining up with their theories about the situation. He's approaching them and saying, look, I'm just a bit concerned because, I'm just worried that, you know, I just need to let you know that Alyssa, Jasmine, and Indy, they've all come up to me and they've told me that they don't trust you and Daniel. That Amira on her way out the door, apparently before she left, said that you two weren't to be trusted. And so they don't really trust you. And I'm concerned that if the veto is used and I put you and Taylor up on the block, that the votes might not be there to evict Taylor. So I'm starting to think that maybe the veto shouldn't be used and we just leave Alyssa and Indy on the block. Now, it's important to recognize a couple of things. One, Monty is telling the truth. All three of them have said these things, and it is totally possible that they could theoretically flip their votes on Nicole. But as of right now, they would be votes for Nicole to stay. But they did say these things to Monty. This is true. However, again, the fact that Monty is name dropping the three people not in the Leftovers Alliance is perfectly conforming to the ideas that Daniel and Nicole already have. He's not saying, I think Michael and Brittany will flip on you. He's not saying, I think Turner and, Joseph will flip on you. He's saying the three people that you think that you need to work with, you shouldn't trust. It makes it seem like he's trying to drive a wedge between Daniel, Nicole, and Jasmine, Alyssa, and Indy, which he is, because he is using truth to try to drive a wedge to also achieve a goal, which is to not have them use the veto, which has nothing to do with whether he has the votes or not. It just has something to do with a very niche circumstance because of the twist that Howard, Daniel, and Nicole to predict that that's the real reason. So from their perspective, they think, this guy, who does he think he is? He's trying to trick us. It's so obvious. Nicole even questions him on the situation. Okay, so when did Jasmine tell you this exactly? He was like, oh, it was like yesterday morning. I've been trying to find some time to talk to you. And she clearly does not believe a word of it. So while this conversation is happening, Kyle is filling in Michael on Daniel's skepticism. He says, I don't know. I think Daniel might want to use the veto even more now. I don't know if I can turn him around on this. Like, if he comes down here after talking to Monty and is like, no, we definitely got to use the veto. Like, I don't know how to flip him on that idea. So hopefully Monty can figure it out. Hopefully Monty can sell them on this. Well, Monty does not. In fact, Monty has done the complete opposite. Because Daniel and Nicole come downstairs from talking to Monty. They get into the bedroom. No way. He's a terrible liar. Come on. Oh my God. Okay, we need to talk to Kyle. We need to talk to Kyle. Daniel grabs Kyle. He says, Kyle, the Monty just fed me and Nicole the worst lies. He's so clearly trying to separate us. Like, it's so obvious that him and those other five people, they're working together. They're trying to separate us and prevent us from building a resistance. Kyle's like, what? It's like, yes, I'm telling you. He's trying to tell us that Jasmine, Alyssa, and Indy don't trust us. Oh, man. It just happens to be those three. Happens to be the three people that weren't in on the Amira vote. Oh, right. Of course. Yes, of course, Monty. We believe you. Oh, man. You know what else? I saw them all up there in the HOH room last night. I saw all six of them were up there. Now, remember, all six of them were up there discussing this plan about keeping Nicole this week. And Kyle was busy downstairs flirting with Alyssa, the face thing. So he feels like that was confirmation of his theory that Kyle is not in on that alliance. He says they must have realized in talking last night that they didn't have the numbers to keep Taylor safe for sure. And they backed out of their plan. And so now they're trying to get the veto to not be used so that they guarantee they take out one of our numbers in Alyssa or Indy. And it was clear when he was talking, he was like, oh, either one of them can go. Obviously he's going to target Alyssa. So Kyle's like, wow, dude. Oh man. Now it's not as though Kyle could like completely turn this around at this point, but obviously, you know, looking at this from Kyle's perspective, it's very advantageous to his game. And all of the Kyle stockholders in the stock watch are holding their breath. Okay. Is this about to happen? Can Kyle keep this? What is he going to do? Is he going to push Daniel into not using it? What's going to happen? Is Daniel going to use it? Is he going to not use it? I don't know. Ah. And Kyle goes, So what you're saying is that it's those six, Monty, Michael, Brittany, Turner, Taylor, Joseph? Yes. And then on our side, we have you, Nicole, me, Alyssa, Indy, Jasmine, Terrence? Yes. So it's like 7-6. Exactly. And so, okay, So if Monty's HOH, then they get rid of one of their votes. That's 5. And then if Alyssa and Indy are on the block, then we lose 2 of our votes. And so that's 5-5. And oh, but then if Nicole and Taylor are on the block, then they lose 2 of their votes, Monty and Taylor, and we only lose 1. So we have... We still have 6 votes and they have 4. Daniel's like, exactly. Oh, so that's why they don't want the veto to be used, because then they don't have the numbers. Daniel's like, yes, you're getting this exact. You're doing such a good job, Kyle. Such a good job. Wow. Oh, man. So like, are we not using the veto? I don't think we should. Are we using the veto? I think we should. Sorry, I messed that up. We're like 100% using the veto. We have to. Oh man. Yeah, I guess so. They have to use the veto. So Kyle runs up to Monty. He says, dude, they didn't buy it. They didn't buy it at all. They didn't buy what you were selling. Monty's like, what? Really? Yeah, they came down. He was like, he's such a bad liar. Oh, my God. He's trying to get us to not use the veto. Monty's like, what? All right. Well,
I mean, their loss.
They don't want to believe they don't want to believe me. That's on them. All right. They're going to feel like idiots. I tried to warn them.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So shortly after this, the feeds go down. And the veto ceremony takes place. And you might be thinking, all right, come on. Come on, Taryn. There's no way. They decided they didn't want to take Nicole out. They're trying to tell Daniel, don't use the veto because Nicole might go home. Obviously, like, we get it, Taryn. We get the logic. We see why Daniel might and Nicole might think like, oh, they're trying to trick us. They're trying to get rid of our numbers. Okay, it makes some sense why they're thinking this way. But come on. Obviously, Daniel's going to talk to Nicole and Nicole's going to be like, you know what? Yeah, maybe they're trying to trick us into doing this, but that's a close vote anyway. And I don't know if we can fully trust all of these people to make sure that I stay. Probably not worth the risk. Let's just take our chances in the next HOH competition. Obviously, Daniel's not going to use the veto and force Nicole on the block in a spot where they think that their votes are going to be at best 6-4. Like, no, that's a one vote margin. No, come on. After being told specifically that Nicole will probably go home, it's not going to happen. You're not going to backdoor your ally. You'd have to be a clown. The feeds come back to a couple of clowns because Daniel used the veto and Taylor and Nicole went on the block. And this might be a little hard to hear, but this is what they had to say about it.
Bunch of clowns, bunch of losers.
Can you believe they tried to trick us into not using the veto? Can you believe these clowns, these losers? Oh, they really thought they were doing something. They really thought they had something going there. Oh, we outsmarted them, didn't we? Ha, ha, ha. We put ourselves on the block because they didn't want it. Ah! Oh boy. Do you think this says something about our society, modern society? It's just to get a little bit meta here. Like if the enemy wants something, then I must not want it. And if they don't want something, then I must want it. That's my primary motivation. Oh boy. So, Nicole is going home on Thursday and There's not much that's going to be done about that. Now, there wasn't a lot of time to explain this situation. So Taylor was blindsided by the fact that she ends up going on the block. She's kind of upset about it at first, but over the course of the day, Kyle's doing a lot of explaining, saying like, I'm sorry, like it just last minute, I wasn't much I could do. Nobody seems to be blaming Kyle for the situation. Michael and Brittany are kind of bummed. Taylor's like, oh, on the block again, got to play this role again. But at the end of the day, they're like, it was kind of our fault. It was last minute. We should have come up with the idea sooner. Remember, again, Daniel and Nicole, still very, very excited. Nicole says, hey, I told the girls that I was a cop. And Daniel's like, what? How did they respond? She's like, they were like, wow, you're a badass. He's like, oh, wow. I don't know what prompted this. But basically what's happening here is that Daniel and Nicole are going to talk to Jasmine, Indy, and Alyssa and rat out Monty. Say, hey, Monty tried to get us to not use the veto. He said that you guys told him he didn't trust us, and so on and so forth. And they also, you know, Nicole apparently told them that she was a cop. I didn't really see much more discussion about this throughout the day, but it's who, at this point, who cares? I mean, she's going home. Like there's a lot of like, I hope you guys know that, you know, I'm doing these quotes, right? There's so much more of like them just owning themselves like all day long. And like, I could have a whole like 3-hour podcast dedicated just to quotes that are funny in context. And then another 5-6 hour podcast of them talking crap about Taylor. Taylor is going to put on some heels and her bikini and kind of walk outside, which of course, what does she do? There's actually a great example of Nicole's being annoying that Taylor later recounts to Joseph, where Nicole's like, well, they didn't want the veto to be used. So whatever magic you worked on them. And Taylor was like, why not have sex with them if that's what you're thinking? How could you even think that I would think that? I am a 41-year-old woman. I would never act like that. I would never say things or imply things like that. Roll the tape. Anyway, they're very excited about the fact that the veto was used. We really threw a wrench into their plans, didn't we? And Nicole is like, oh, I can't wait to go to the diary room. I've got so much to say. And then they call her to the diary room. And it's really like one of those moments, like moments before disaster. Like that diary room segment, I guarantee you is going to be all over the episode on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's going on there. Then Daniel talks to the cameras. He's like, the one thing that people always need to remember in Big Brother, never get too comfortable. Yeah.
I don't know.
Ah! What? That's you got. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. We'll just leave that. It's like, God, the resistance is coming. We're gonna do this. He really thinks he's leftovering. Kyle's later going to talk to Michael and Brittany about it. He's like, yeah, I mean, I get their logic. They're just wrong. Like, their logic makes sense. They think that, like, they're doing what we did last week, but we've already done it. So it's like, it's bad. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here and I'm just playing dumb. And he's like, he's coming to me about the alliance. He's like, oh, we got to watch out for these people. And I'm like, I'm the guy, I'm the one that had the idea for the alliance. You're telling me about this. So all that's going down now. Jasmine is going to go to Monty and say, hey, Nicole and Daniel are throwing you under the bus. They're saying that you didn't want the veto to be used. They're saying that you said that we didn't trust them. Monty denies this. For the most part, Jasmine, Indy, and Alyssa are kind of just floating out in the wind a little bit. Jasmine and Indy talk together. They don't really know who to trust at this point, but Jasmine does think that Nicole might leave. She doesn't know that Nicole has the votes to stay. She seems to be confident that she does, but Jasmine is not so confident. Alyssa and Jasmine talk later in the night. And Alyssa tells her that she thinks that that Nicole might leave, and Jasmine agrees. And Alyssa's like, "Well, Michael's like, we're definitely still evicting Taylor, and he seemed genuine, but I don't know." So they're just kind of floating out in the air right now, and that kind of works for the leftovers because they have a little mini meeting. Where Kyle is explaining himself again to Michael and Brittany. And they talk about what they should do with the vote. Now, remember last week they discussed either trying to make it like a runaway unanimous kind of vote or a split vote blindside. And they went with the split vote blindside. This week, Monty says, I would prefer this week to be more of a unanimous type situation. Kyle thinks that's a good idea. He thinks that the more votes that they can get on their side and that they probably can get these votes like Jasmine, Indy, Alyssa, maybe not Indy. They're not sure they can get Indy, but they'll see about Jasmine. But they could definitely get Alyssa. The more votes that they get, the higher the numbers for the vote. The more people Daniel has to be mad at, the less likely he is to shoot specifically at Michael and Brittany. Because the primary goal here is now Michael and Brittany will not be covered. And they cannot be going up on the block post veto. So that is the primary goal. So that's the situation. And they are likely going to try to get these votes to come over, and then they can, Kyle can continue to play dumb to Daniel, like, oh, the votes aren't there, man. What do we do? And, who knows? That's pretty much how most of the day is going to operate here. Taylor is in not super pleased with the situation, but she understands that it was last minute and there wasn't much that they could do. Michael and Brittany are kind of just like, damn it. Like, we almost had it. Ugh. Now, it's worth noting that Daniel and Nicole are talking about trying to get Michael and Brittany up on the block, assuming that they stay, which, you know, Nicole thinks she's staying. But as of right now, they do not recognize that they need to backdoor Michael and Brittany. So, and then also, like, who knows what happens once Nicole gets voted out. I don't know. So that's happening throughout the day. There's going to be a lot of conversations between Nicole and Terrence as she just continues to spill so much to him. And then he goes and he talks to Monty about it. And Terrence is just continuing to play this game of like just yes anding anybody that he talks to. Like, yeah, I'm totally with you. And yeah, they suck. We're going to take out Taylor. And then like going to Monty and being like, yeah, they totally, yeah, we're definitely, Nicole sucks. We're taking out Nicole. And, you know, just kind of existing in that way in the game. And then we're going to get a lot of this.
I'm just too horny, dude. I'm a bad boy.
Uh-oh. Kyle's going to flirt a lot with Alyssa throughout the day. Lots of flirting, lots of talking, lots of, you know, not heavy petting, but maybe regular petting. I don't know. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think that we need to discuss about Kyle before we get further into the night. This is a theory. This is a theory that I have on Kyle. That I'm going to set you up with the theory first, and then we're going to get into the later part of the night. I think that Kyle, on day 26, when he was pulled up into the HOH room, and he was told, you need to not use the veto on Alyssa. I think that Kyle was like, whoa, I don't like that. And he tried to fight against it, but the majority of the group were all against him, and they told him, this is what you need to do. And he was like, that's pretty hardcore. Like morally, like everything about this feels wrong. And he really didn't want to do it, but he felt powerless to prevent it from happening within the group. So the next morning, as we just talked about, he not only doesn't really help to make the plan happen, but he seems to actively sabotage the plan in his conversation with Daniel, right? Because he doesn't want it to happen. And I think that between the conversation the night before and then the going through with the plan the following morning, I think that Kyle, either or both of had a situation where he was kind of upset that they would force him to do this, because it's pretty hardcore. Like, you know, you told me that I should tell her that I'm keeping her, for days. And then at the last second, you want me to turn around and on national television, tell this girl I'm voting her out. Like that's pretty bad. And then second, it kind of exposed to Kyle that he doesn't have a lot of sway in the leftovers. He said himself over the course of the day, like, I was the one that came up with the idea for this alliance. And, you know, and we talked about this yesterday, in order to get like a 3% advantage next week, they want me to trash my entire game and completely just like, you know, burn these relationships to the ground. And then you know, just like completely just wreck everything just so we get that 3%. And I couldn't even argue my way out of it. Clearly, I don't have a great position within this alliance right now. He has not said these things. This is my theory. This is my theory on what he is thinking based on his actions throughout the day. And then, of course, we can't also forget the third primary driving factor for Kyle.
I'm just too horny, dude.
So those three things. So anyway, keep that on the back burner. Keep that in mind. We've got a couple of other things to talk about first. Primarily, Taylor and Brittany. Taylor and Brittany are going to have a conversation. Now, worth pointing out, Taylor and Brittany have been talking a lot over the last week. I've mentioned a lot of their conversations, but just to make sure that you really fully get this, Taylor is kind of like the go-to person for Brittany every time she feels like she's been wronged by the house or somebody's mean to her. Same kind of deal with Taylor. They are able to relate to each other on a level that nobody else in the house can really relate to because they have both been sort of outcast from the women. They can both relate to the idea that they really wanted to work with the women and they feel guilty that they're not working with and for women in the game. But they felt like they were forced into this position. And on top of that, they're still being talked about poorly. They're still being mistreated. They're still, you know, Indy is saying all kinds of bad things about both of them. Obviously Daniel and Nicole are saying bad things about mostly Taylor, but also Brittany to a degree. And so they're really bonding over this. And this is happening over the course of like ever since The Leftovers were created. And even before that, they had these kinds of conversations, seeds of them. And The Leftovers really just opened up the door for them to really start talking both about this and with Game and connect in an even stronger way. And so they have a really nice moment. Brittany talks to Taylor about how, you know, this game really tests you. And the biggest thing for her is that she's asking herself like who she wants to be as a person. Because being in this game is really challenging. Like she came into this game thinking like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And then she was a part of that conversation night one where they all just turned on Taylor immediately, called her a guy's girl, excluded her from the group. And Brittany was there in that conversation. She didn't really contribute to the conversation, but she was in that conversation and in her head, she thought like, oh, well, here's what I would want to do as a human being. And here's what I might want to do as a game player. And she chose to do the thing as a game player. And she says, you know, like I've made choices in this game that I would change. I would absolutely change if I could do them over in this game. And she says to Taylor, there's no amount of apologies that I can make to you that will make up for me being in that room and not saying anything. There's no way. And she starts crying. And Taylor's like, you know, don't worry. Like it's a very nice moment. And it's, again, it's nice to see. And Brittany had always been, you know, if we're talking about people that have talked the least amount of crap on Taylor, Brittany is near the top of that list, if not, you know, at the top. Still, is taking accountability and apologizing. I think a very nice moment here, which transitions into a little bit of game as well. Now, Taylor, Michael, and Brittany have been talking about a final three. Taylor has already kind of implied to Brittany that, you know, hey, we might want to do a final two situation. And they're going to talk even more about it here in this conversation. Brittany says, look, you know, I look at the jury and even if we get out Nicole and Daniel, every combination of jury members is bad for us. Like, I just don't see a situation where either of us are able to win the game in the end because Jasmine hates us. Indy hates us. Alyssa doesn't really like us, have a relationship with us. Like, you know, like who do we have? Like, who can we get votes from? And Taylor's like, yeah, I mean, ideally we get out, you know, Nicole and Daniel, and then things are looking good. And I think they're both exaggerating this. I think that I agree with them. If Daniel or Nicole are in the jury, that's not great. But with Nicole leaving this week, which is why I think it's good for Taylor's game that Nicole is leaving this week and Daniel potentially leaving next week, I actually think the jury might start looking kind of good for Taylor. Maybe not as much for Brittany, just because they don't respect Brittany's game as much right now. But that could absolutely change moving forward. So anyway, they both are agreeing that the jury looks bad for both of them. And Brittany says, that's why it's so important for us to stick together. Because then they'll have to pick between one of us to win. And Taylor's like, ah, I love that. I love that. This is a classic way to make a final two, talking about how, you know, jury, we're going to lose in the jury. But hey, if we're both there, they got to pick one of us. They're kind of locking this in. So, Taylor and Brittany, stay on the lookout. Now let's get back to Kyle. Kyle's going to be hanging out with Alyssa some more. And there's some more flirting. There's some more chatting. There's some more, you know, getting a little closer. A little closer. Hold on. Let's just get a little more intimate chat. Hey guys. What are we gonna do about this? You know? Like what are we gonna do in this game? Like, I don't know. You know, like we can't let them see what's happening, but it's getting so hard. It's getting so hard to not tell you guys, you know, how I feel. Hold on. Joseph? Okay, no, he's not here. Don't worry about it. Uh-oh. Things get a little intimate. And their faces get closer and closer. And then he goes in. Gives her the kiss. Uh-oh. It's a little brief, but then big smile. Big smile from Melissa. Oh boy. Camera pans out. Daniel is literally right next to them. Sleeping. So that is the first of many. The first of many here, as we are going to see some. They go from petting to heavy petting. So it's official.
I'm just too horny, dude.
Yeah.
Don't air that.
It's too late, Kyle. They aired it all. Kyle and Alyssa making it official. So it's finally happening. And again, I think that remember my theory. I think this is part of Kyle just being like, you know what? Screw it. And he kind of says that to her as well. You know what? If they're going to target us, they're going to target us. It's too late. I can't hold back anymore. Somebody check on Kyle's mom. I don't think she's having a good day. Anyway.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's being locked in. Now, with this locking in, it's important to note that they're, again, not being super subtle about this. Daniel is literally sleeping in the bed next to them. It's going to get out pretty quickly. I expect more conversations to happen today. This is not something that's going to remain hidden. And the implications of it are potentially going to be widespread within the leftovers. So in particular, it's always been Joseph who has been very anti this showmance, right? Remember that in the episode, even Joseph is the one who like went to Kyle to be like, hey, I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but Alyssa is pretty, you know, hung up on her situationship. So I don't know if this is going to work out. And Kyle has mentioned multiple times that he thinks that Joseph has an issue with him and Alyssa getting close. And Joseph is the one who has been the person who has most taken up the line that Kyle himself was putting out there, which is that like Alyssa is a huge threat. She's going to catch on to the leftovers. And Alyssa needs to go. And so I fully expect that that Joseph is going to be the person I think who is most not okay with the situation. And we may end up with a Kyle Joseph civil war of sorts. Just maybe. Because it's interesting. Again, we've talked a lot about showmances, not really that bad for your game, but usually the showmance doesn't come on the heels of you trying to get your showmance evicted, not including them in any of your plans or alliances, and playing up their threat level for weeks. So it's kind of a hard left turn for Kyle to now be like, actually, never mind about all of that. She's totally chill. And it's going to add a level of additional, I think, difficulty to his situation. So we will see what comes of this. I think ultimately that I know a lot of people are like, well, this is very bad for his game. I think it's good for his game. That A, Alyssa is staying, and B, she is now going to be firmly with him, right? A number for him as somebody that will be locked in. And if the leftovers take too long to take their shot at him, then they may be waiting too long in general. Or getting out Alyssa, right? If he's able to keep Alyssa around for a few more weeks, things get a little tricky. And in addition to that, we're going to have another situation, which is that Kyle's going to be talking to Turner. And Turner's interesting because Turner's been developing good relationships with a few of the people in the leftovers. He's talked a lot with Taylor and with Joseph, and he's in good with them, but nobody's really locked anything in with Turner. He's got the pound, but nobody really has done anything super solid with him, and kind of a missed opportunity because Kyle is going to kind of come out of nowhere here and use a little bit their bond because of the fact that Turner was the only other person that didn't want Alyssa to go this week. And he's kind of using the fact that like, hey, they both like Alyssa. That's good for us. Like, hey, Alyssa should probably be good till jury now. Like Alyssa on the jury, great for us, right? Kyle wonders if next week will end up just being the same thing though, with Alyssa and Indy on the block as pawns to backdoor Daniel, because Kyle doesn't want to be backdoored. And he's just nervous. He's just a little nervous. He says as the numbers start to dwindle on the other side, it would be easy for the Alliance to want to take a shot at him. And this is what really, again, got this idea in my head that the events of the last couple of days have really started to make Kyle worry about his position in the Alliance. And I think that's part of why he is dropping his guard with Alyssa, in addition to the fact that
I'm just too horny, dude.
And I think it's part of why he is shifting his endgame plans and really talking to Turner in this way. So I think we're seeing a shift here with Kyle's game, and we'll see where it ends up going. And so Turner says, look, tell me if I'm overstepping. Do you have a final two in the four, talking about the pound? And do you have any final twos in the Alliance? I don't, dude. Well, I, I think it's pretty obvious that we both need to have one, bro. Like, you know, I just think that would be pretty fire, you know? I think it's pretty obvious that Monty and Joseph got something going on. So obviously we should have something going on. And Kyle's like, oh, 100%, dude. I think I lose to Joseph in the final two. I think I lose to Monty in the final two. I think you lose to Joseph in the final two. And you lose to Monty in the final two. We absolutely need each other. I told you. Classic way to make a final two. Turner's like, yeah, man. Like, look, I made a final two with Pooch on like day two. They laugh. Ah, oh, Pooch. And so they're like, let's lock it in. Let's lock it in. Turner says, awesome, dude. Like, I think we can get to the four with the pound. And then the two of us go to the final two. Kyle's like, yeah, definitely. I'm sure Kyle would love to go to the final four with the pound. So Kyle also mentions in this conversation, not going to be throwing any competitions. He thinks that the Alliance might want him to throw the next HOH so that they could take out Daniel, but he doesn't want to throw anything. If he can win the next HOH, he's going to win the next HOH, you know? And then, you know, take out whoever. So, I mean, that's interesting as well. I think we're starting to see some cracks here. Now, it's worth pointing out that the leftovers have not really pushed for Kyle to throw the next HOH. They do want to target Daniel, but, you know, more than targeting Daniel, they really want to make sure that Michael and Brittany are safe. So Kyle winning the HOH, I think, is probably okay as long as it's framed in a way that's like, well, yeah, I won this to protect Michael and Brittany. Better to protect them than to get Daniel out. So if it's not the kind of competition where like he could easily throw it and know who, like, oh, Daniel's already out, it's only us left. Like if it's just leftovers left and then Kyle wins, then he might get in some trouble. But as things stand, he is looking for the HOH. And the thing is, like, if he does win that HOH, he'd better be prepared to take out Terrence, because yeah, you've got Jasmine sitting right there and that will probably be the initial target. But, if Jasmine and Turner win the veto, or if somebody else wins the veto and uses it on them, then again, he has to be prepared to take the shot at Terrence, because obviously he's not going to want to take the shot at Alyssa, and there's not going to be many other options. So either take the shot at Terrence or fully betray the leftovers next week if you're HOH, or betray Alyssa. So it kind of does put him in a sticky situation. But it does have some upsides. It reminds me a lot, actually, of the spot Tiffany was in when she won the HOH against the Alliance's wishes. And then on her HOH ended up having to lose Claire, which was disastrous for her game on both ends. You know, we'll see. It's a risky maneuver, but keeping Daniel around would theoretically be good for Kyle. Because he puts Daniel on the jury and also leaves Daniel in as a target ahead of himself, as well as the fact that, you know, Daniel still thinks he's working with Kyle and doesn't really have any other options anyway. So some interesting scenarios starting to develop here as Kyle locks things in with Alyssa, makes a final two with Turner, and talks about not really trusting the Alliance as much anymore. Now, again, in the meantime, Joseph and Taylor talking a lot. They're continuing to bond. Turner's still in good with them. Turner, seemingly a very loyal guy, has never really not been loyal to the people that he's been with. And when he talks to Kyle, he's very much like pound to final four, Kyle to final two, That's what it is. So we'll see what happens there with Turner. Michael and Brittany still in some danger next week, being the only exposed pair remaining. And that's kind of where we are. And do we have any questions before we start to wrap up this this update? As this update that starts with Daniel backdooring his ally and ends with Kyle being horny.
I mean, they're lost.
They're lost. Do I think Thursday will result in a blindside or will it be spoiled? Given their plan. So the plan is, again, to convince Indy, Jasmine, and Alyssa to as many of them as possible to vote out Nicole, to make it as lopsided a vote as possible. But they still are going to try to keep Daniel and Nicole in the dark about it. Will that succeed? I don't know. I don't know. Do I think Michael will start playing more aggressively soon? I do. So another thing to point out, that's a good question because it reminds me, nothing major here, but Michael has been working on Indy with the intent initially being to convince Indy to join the Michael and Brittany bestie group. But he's still kind of talking with Indy and working on Indy as much as possible. Remember, back in week one, Michael said that his ideal end game would include Brittany, who he was in with at the time, Taylor, who he had very little relationship with at the time, but has since developed a very good one and now has a final three with her, and Indy, who he's never had a great relationship with, but is now developing one. So it would not surprise me at all if Michael is starting to work on that as much as possible, which is a great thing to do for Michael, because he's working on pulling in these players that that aren't big threats. Like obviously Taylor was at the time, but Taylor shouldn't be going anywhere anytime soon. Indy shouldn't be going anywhere anytime soon. And he's working to protect Brittany as much as possible. And the fact that like Indy hates Taylor and Brittany is kind of great for Michael, right? If anything, the fact that Brittany and Taylor have bonded is not great for him. So he's still trying to work on, pulling in these players. And I don't know what his goal is going to be. A lot of the players in the leftovers are really not looking past next week, which is really interesting. Now, I think Michael was, to a degree, with his plan to take out Alyssa. I think he was hoping to weaken Kyle as well as insulate himself for next week. But I think it might be interesting to see what happens with the leftovers after next week, because they're playing. What the twist has done is it's given them so much incentives to stay together for as long as possible while the twist is in play, because it gives them concrete safety. And they're trying to make, again, that 95% go up to 100%. And that 100% feels so nice, because it gets them to jury. But the second the twist ends, I think some of them are going to look around and be like, whoa, I'm exposed. Where did my protection go? I'm playing actual Big Brother now, and anybody can put me on the block against anybody else. Ah! Now I need good relationships with these people that I've been intentionally trying to get to target me because I thought I was safe. And I feel like at that point we might see like, alliances often like slowly deteriorate. There's a chance that the second this twist ends, this alliance goes like magnets that reverse their polarity. Like the twist is a magnet pulling them all together. And then the second it ends, it's like, maybe, I don't know. Leftovers eventually expire. Good call. We'll see. Do I think Brittany and Taylor's concerned about the jury being too spiteful, hateful for them to vote as winners are at all valid? Well, like I said, I do think that they may feel that way genuinely, but I felt like maybe they were exaggerating a little bit, or at least Brittany might have been. Maybe not Brittany, but I don't think that they should be as concerned as long as Nicole and Daniel are not in the jury. If Daniel is in the jury, then I think there might be reason to be concerned because Daniel will be a staunch anti-Taylor presence. So it's very important for Taylor to get Daniel out next week if possible. Let's see here. Is it possible for Kyle to vote to evict Taylor? No, I do not think that that is in the cards here. How many comps can Jasmine sit out? As many as she wants. Forget, like we saw Christmas. Who in The Leftovers has the most influence? Really, none of them. There's not really one person who is leading the influencing in The Leftovers. If the plan had gone through and Alyssa was leaving, I would say it was Michael, but you know, he had it in his grasp for a second and then it kind of slipped out. Is it possible that Big Brother asks Taylor to join a two-person team or break up a three-person team? That's what they've talked about. I think she'll join a two-person team. Let's see here. Options for Terrence in the game. I mean, here's the thing. It can be funny to watch Terrence go back and forth and play this sort of like rat floater game. But I actually don't think it's super great for him in particular to do this kind of game. I think that he needs to like lock himself in with a group. And because like nobody's going to target Terrence regardless. So, he doesn't need to be playing the back and forth. I think all he's doing is diminishing the respect that he'll earn in the game at the end by not having a firm stance on anything, if that makes sense. I think that Terrence is the kind of player who, if he was, like, if you can pin down exactly who Terrence is in the game, that's a better thing for him in terms of the perspective, perception that people will have of him. He's playing this sort of like all sides kind of game, but there's no need to, because nobody's going to target him anyway. You know, we'll see what happens here with Terrence. Let's see. Any other questions? Do I think I already answered that question? Will Michael go down in the stock watch? Good question. Tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for tonight's roundtable podcast, where we will rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing. And I will send out the survey over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. If you want to rate the players yourself, give your own opinions. What do you think this is going to do for Kyle? Do you think it's a good thing? You think it's a bad thing, the kissiness? Rate him this week. How about Michael? Do you think it was a good week for Michael? Bad week for Michael? What about Nicole? How do you feel about Nicole this week? How about Daniel? What do you think they deserve on the stock watch? Fill in your answers on the survey. I'll tweet it out after this podcast. I think that's about what we've got here for today's update. I hope you enjoyed it. We said yesterday that the update might be invalid in a couple of hours. Turns out it was. And let me tell you, the amount of whiplash I had going back and forth from Nicole's leaving to, I guess Alyssa's leaving. What does that mean? Let's shift my focus. I was streaming yesterday while all this was happening. I was like, I'm living in too many different realities at once. It's like, too many things. Back and forth. Because when the feeds came back from the veto ceremony, Daniel was telling Joseph, yeah, I kept it the same. I was like, what? I thought he was using it. What are you talking about? But what he meant was, I kept the plan the same and I used the veto. But in that brief moment, I was like, okay, so I guess Alyssa is going. What are you going to do? Anyway, Thank you all so much for joining me here today. Fill out the survey. Tune into the Stock Watch tonight. Tomorrow morning, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Wednesday episode, I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Watching the episode should be another good one here. Another good veto episode of Big Brother 24. So, you know, we'll get to watch all of the clownery, as Daniel and Nicole might call it. Just might not be the clowns that they think. So that should be fun. And then, of course, we'll have a podcast after that. So that's about what we have. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. If you want to see my live reaction to the Daniel and Nicole nonsense, you can go to my Twitch channel. The VOD is still there. You can check out my face as it was happening live. But I appreciate you all hanging out here this morning, and I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.